This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Caps bowing out in the second round of the playoffs, and whether you call the season successful or not, 60% of our voters online say yes. Let's talk to our next guest about it, Brent Johnson. Played goalie here in Washington. Now you can watch him on the Monumental Sports Network talking about the Caps. What's up, Brent?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
We're doing well, Brent. Before we talk about the most current iteration of the Caps, so I'm looking at your bio, and I didn't realize that of all the seasons that you played with the Caps, you never had one playoff appearance with them. You had 15 in your NHL career, most with the St. Louis Blues back in 2001-02, but you know, everybody talks about how consistent the Caps are as far as making the playoffs, model organization. They're always in the postseason. Like, that wasn't your experience. Do people, like, mistake you for having playoff appearances with the Caps, like when they see you out and about?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I was typically in the backup role here, and you got to remember the first couple seasons with the Capitals, 05, 06, 07, 08, we were just a struggling team, you know, with a bunch of new, fresh faces. We had a bunch of talent on our team, but we could never really put it together under Glenn Hanlon. And then, you know, once Bruce Boudreau comes in, you know the what happened after that. It was sort of a shining moment for the team where they kind of made a huge turnaround from that point on. And that's not anything going against Glenn Hanlon as a coach. It was just, you know, someone riding that wave and the guys following along.
So were you surprised at the way the Caps were eliminated in five games by the Carolina Hurricanes? Some people think it's obviously an improvement from last year where they qualified but were swept by the Rangers. This year they get into the playoffs, obviously with the top seed in the East, take care of Montreal in the first round, but they just seemed outclassed and also just like poor matchup style with this Carolina Hurricanes team that takes care of them in five games.
I mean, I definitely think it was a missed opportunity. I think the Capitals, you know, in their forward size, you know, have just an embarrassment of riches. Talk about like PLD, Wilson, Protas, these guys who can kind of dominate down low, but never really got to their game, their forechecking game. A lot of credit to the Carolina Hurricanes for how they pressure and how they play that that defensive role where it's just absolutely tight and restricting out there. There's no room to move. You know, as soon as you get the puck, you can guarantee you're going to have either a stick-on-stick interaction or someone putting a body on you. I mean, it's tough. I would say, you know, even the first series, And I think Spencer Carberry kind of touched on this a little bit last night. You know, even the first series with Montreal, there were a couple games that were close. I mean, that could have gone either way. And, you know, going against the Carolina Hurricanes, even though they're very predictable in how they're going to play, it's just a struggle. And if you don't execute on your chances in the playoffs, it's nothing, absolutely nothing like the regular season. It's you have to make good on those opportunities. And the Caps didn't, and the Hurricanes did. And that's the series in a nutshell.
Brent, break it down for hockey dummies, myself included. What makes the Carolina penalty kill so special? They were tops in the league during the regular season at stopping the power play, and yes, they did a great job, and not only this series, also against the Devils in the first round. What is it about their penalty kill that made it so tough for the Caps to set up their power play, to have any sort of sustained pressure on Frederik Andersen throughout this series? Yeah.
Well, just take it right from the start of each power play. It becomes the breakout, right? The breakout, even if you have a good breakout in your own end going into the neutral zone, you have to have good zone entrances. Excuse me. And so they really didn't have or execute their plan perfectly each time. And you have a four-man front on that defensive blue line of the Carolina Hurricanes, and it's just tough to get pucks chipped into space and retrieve and then go on your kind of setup, however the Caps wanted to set up that particular power play. But from there, you get in zone, and it's just pressure the puck, right? It's one of those power plays. You can remember the Pittsburgh Penguins doing this to the Washington Capitals all the time, is that if you have your back in a bad position, or if you have the puck in a bad position where your back is to the middle of the ice, they are running at you as hard as they can, good stick, and pressuring you to do something stupid with the puck. And that's exactly like every scenario where the Caps got themselves in a bad position. That's what happened. Now, when the Caps did start working it around, they had some opportunities here and there. It wasn't all, you know, terrible. They had some opportunities, but that the way they check out there as a four-man unit, they kind of stay in that little diamond or box, however they're shaping it. And if it's John Carlson or if it's Jacob Chychrun, you know, you get that point up top and your quarterback in that power play, your first objective, your first goal is to bypass that high checker. And, you know, we talked about it like till we were blue in the face. Pucks at the net, be a shooter's power play, and they never really got that. There's a lot of blocked shots by the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Capitals just really didn't have they didn't have anything, you know, more that they could do. They didn't have an answer for it.
All right. Talking to Brent Johnson, former goalie with the Capitals. Now you can watch him on Monumental Sports. Let's go big picture. Okay. Let's forget about the Kane series specifically. This is something we were kicking around with our callers and kicking around amongst ourselves. Was this season a success? Before the season, there weren't great expectations, but then they earn a one seed and they get bounced out in the second round. How do you see this season?
As a tremendous success, it's hard. Like, I see it as a success, but we already talked about it being a missed opportunity. So it's
a mixed bag.
I guess I'm contradicting myself, but as it goes, so many things happened this season that were just absolutely fantastic for the Washington Capitals. So let's just talk about their bright future, tying up guys. Chychrun, their goaltenders, guys coming in, whether that be Bovee at the deadline, and just kind of fitting in. The coach being up for Coach of the Year, Spencer Carberry, the coaching staff, just in general, how they were able to manage all these different guys and get them on the same page. Alex Ovechkin and his unreal year, this 50th anniversary, I think. Well, I mean, and we heard Spencer say it last night, like he had the most fun that he can remember in some time coaching the team. And I could see why, because I mean, look at all the things that happened throughout the season. This team was supposed to be a draft lottery team, you know, eking into the playoffs maybe. And they well outperformed expectations and become top of the East and running for that, running for the President's Trophy at some point. And so, I mean, yeah, it's not the end goal, but I would say, like your listeners, I would say 60%. Yeah, that makes sense to me that they would say it was a successful season. I think the guys in that dressing room absolutely adore one another. They work together as a team, and it's more of a family atmosphere in there. So successful, yes. Not the end goal, but successful.
Brent, what did you make of the first goal that Logan Thompson gave up last night? I know that I think it was Bouchard who was pretty critical of that first goal that Stahl scored.
Boucher.
Thank you. Yeah. The second one, he was screened by TVR. I understand that one a little bit more. But did you think that first goal was a little bit soft for LT to give up?
So LT, right? Think about it. I think 2.45 goals against average in the playoffs, mm-hmm. and a 917 or 918 save percentage. Those are pretty good numbers, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say it. 2.45 in the playoffs is pretty good numbers. Now, playoff hockey's totally different. There's low scoring games in the East. There's high scoring games in the West, and it's all over the map, really. I think Logan Thompson did the job he needed to do to help his team win. Now, going to the goals, all right? Logan Thompson's a different goaltender, right? He is a goaltender that kind of loves safe spaces, all right? And as goalies, our safe spaces are our posts, all right? So he's often on his posts when pucks are on the perimeter of his zone, right? So he's on that post. He's comfortable. And he can make, you know, percentage plays there, a high percentage of saves there. So the first goal, there's something called an overlap. And I'd have to explain this to you or demo it for you, but it's coming off your post and squaring up. Now, you can do that in a scenario where Jordan Stahl scored. You can do that in a scenario where there's only Jordan Stahl is the threat. And there was no threat to the middle of the ice. There was no threat to a backdoor play or anything like that. The only guy that could score that goal or that could anything that could happen is going far side, bar down. Now, he had to make a perfect shot to beat LT. But on the other hand, if he does an overlap, which means he comes out and he squares his body to the puck, that's an easy save. It just hits him in the shoulder, and it's a nothing burger. Instead, he goes on his post. His right shoulder goes back to, and kind of flattens out along the goal line. And so that opens up and leaves that far side vulnerable. And then Jordan Stahl takes advantage of it. It's the same exact play, different shot that Svechnikov scored that second goal with 2 minutes left in the game. He's on his post, safe spot, safe space, right? He's playing percentages. But even though he's screened by TVR there, it's one where he can play more of a filling the net up area. Even though he can't see it, he's not square to the puck. This happens so fast. This is what goalies would call predictive processing, right? Or actually, it happens in everyday life. Predictive processing, where our mind kind of fills in the missing information. I'm on my safe spot. I can't see the puck. Predictably, I'm just going to go into this pose, all right, and hope for the best. And, you know, when we fill in that missing information, we just hope that we can, you know, make the save there. But he gets beat. It's a pass, a give-and-go kind of pass from, I think it was Martinuk and Svechnikov, I can't remember. And then just back to Svechnikov, and all he does is just release the puck, just tries to get it on net, maybe hope for a bounce, maybe. And then you have Thompson. It's not a great goal, even though he's screened, it's not a great goal because he can front the puck a little bit more. that is not the reason, though, the Capitals lost the game. The Capitals lost the game and maybe the series is because I think they didn't do what the Carolina Hurricanes were doing, which was funneling everything to the net. That Svechnikov goal is a prime example of them just, hey, you know what? I don't have anything out here. I'm on the perimeter of the offensive zone. Might as well just throw it. There's a bunch of bodies there. Might as well just throw it on net. Something might happen.
Yep. Get a weird bounce, deflection, anything like that. Like the Bavilia goal last night was not, it was not a thing of beauty, but like it was a puck that was on the side of the net. It kind of got out in front of Anderson, and he just poked it through his legs when he had an opportunity.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Bovillier is a prime example of a playoff player. Even though he doesn't go elbows, he's not very tall. He works hard. He pressured Jacob Slavin into kind of turning that puck over with a bad pass to his partner. Takes a weird bounce off that, and he never stops moving his legs, right? He actually beats Slavin off the check, beats him to the net, and pots a good goal. So I'm truthfully happy with Beauvillier and the way he played throughout this playoffs.
Brent, good stuff. It's Brent Johnson, former goalie. Of course, you watch him on Monumental Sports Network. Thanks, pal.
Yeah, thanks for the intel, man.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. You guys have a good one.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Good explanation by him that people don't know anything about NHL goaltending, about, you know, like Thompson hugging the post there, because that's like what he's used to doing, instead of him coming out a little bit and making himself bigger and making it tougher to shoot on the net. Like that's a good nugget he gave us there.
Still thought when that guy got it from that angle that he had no shot at a goal.
Yeah. But
I don't know how he scored.
These guys
that
are so
he
talented.
Found the back of the net. You know,
they can find those little creases to put the puck in.
And again, I just want to be first on the record. I think giving that guy 6 years, it was nutty. Because any goalie giving him 6 years is nutty. Because we have no idea how he's going to perform next year. I think he did great this year.
It's a calculated risk by the front office. They feel like he's worth the money, and they negotiated that deal.
They gave Chucky money, too.
I know.
Not as much.
Three years, $9 million for Chucky, 6 years, $35 million for Thompson.
I mean, I literally think it's crazy because goalies are mercurial. You don't know what you're going to get year to year.
Hey, yesterday we went through the schedule. We made our season-long predictions. You can see that on our social media at Junks Radio. I think Cakes had 13 wins. EB 12. I had 11. I have some interesting nuggets that we didn't talk about regarding the Commander's schedule. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
So this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This was a big week in the NFL. You had the schedule release. The official full schedule release was on Wednesday, although we started getting leaks earlier in the week.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock.
So yesterday, once we had the full schedule of opponents, where they were playing, when they were playing, home, road, in Europe or not, we went through the schedule and we gave you our wins and losses. I had them at 11-6, EB had them at 12-5, and Cakes had the Commanders finishing 13-4.
I did.
I don't know that any of us took this into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL schedule makers gave Washington four games against teams coming off their bye weeks, which is the most of any team in the NFL this season. In fact, facing four teams that are coming off a bye, they're going to face the Bears in week 6, the Seahawks in week 9, Broncos in week 13, and Giants in week 15, all coming off their bye weeks. Only 10 teams since 2002 have had to play that many opponents coming off a bye. Any concern that all of these teams are having two weeks to prepare?
What do teams historically do after a bye week? We assume that they do better, but is there any validity to that? You want me to ask
Brock? I know certain coaches have a reputation for always thriving after a bye week,
Didn't I say yesterday that Jaden is schedule proof?
I said it.
Why would I worry about a team with a little bit of extra rest? Not concerned. Not concerned one iota.
All right,
I made my picks, and I said I was considering giving them 14 or 15 wins. 13 was me kind of tapping on the brakes.
Let me ask Gronk.
You're going to ask Gronk?
Yeah, not Gronk.
Right. I don't know who'd give you a better answer. I might trust Gronk. Personally,
let's see. How do NFL teams? So when I did the Google AI, it gave a very generic answer. It said that data suggests a slight edge from 2002 to 2023. Teams coming off a bye week have a win rate of about 52% to 54% against the spread.
To me, it's much more
52 to 54.
It's much more about the talent and the way the team is playing that you're facing.
How many of them are home, JP? Or for them, home teams post bye perform better. Back in 2009, they suggested, now that's an old stat, right? That's 15 years ago. A 780 winning percentage if you came back and you played at home after a bye week, compared to 300% winning percentage on the road.
So the Bears game is home for the Commanders,
all
right?
So that's good. So they'll likely be not as good on the road.
Seahawks game. Are they going to Seattle?
No, that's a home game.
So that's another home game.
All right, so that's...
You can pull up a schedule over there.
I'd have to punch up two articles at once. You got the Broncos in week 13. The Broncos are coming off a bye.
That's here, too.
And then the Giants in week 15.
Yeah, it's the Broncos, the Giants. Who are the other teams?
Seahawks.
The Bears.
Seahawks and Bears.
The Commanders are more talented and better than all four of those teams.
Last year,
I don't care about how much rest they have.
The Chiefs after a bye.
To give you,
Andy Reid is 19-3 after a bye.
Yeah, to give you updated, at least more recent data, EB. Last year, teams coming off their byes, losing record.
Right. So it's a mixed bag.
I care much more about how your opponent is playing, what key injuries they've suffered at that point of the NFL season. To me, that's much more important than them getting some extra rest on a bye week. And the Commanders are better than all the teams you just mentioned that they're going to face coming off the bye. Better than the Bears, better than the Broncos, better than the Seahawks, and I can't remember the fourth team.
I'll just
blindly say Commanders are better.
Didn't you also say that, I think Neil pointed this out yesterday, Neil Greenberg, our buddy with the Post, that Washington is favored in 12 of their...
12 games.
Right.
Correct.
Perfect. Matches up perfectly with my 12 wins.
That tracks very closely to my 13 win prediction.
All right, so not sweating the bye week thing. Switching topics.
On the other side, You mentioned the Commanders being favored in 12 games. The Browns are favored in one game. That's all amazing. Season. The entire amazing. Season.
They're going to be better than one in 16.
But not much better. Maybe. From the looks of it.
Yeah.
Switching topics, I happened to see just a couple minutes on TV yesterday, the NBA draft combine.
Okay.
It does not get nearly the press that the NFL combine gets. there was some news about Cooper Flagg, who his vertical was 36 inches, I believe.
I think he was 35 and a half.
Okay, rounded up to 36.
He's a big dude. I think that's decent.
Yeah, yeah.
Not silly.
Apparently,
but it's decent.
He had a good. I don't even know what they call it. Uh-huh. Like it's like the lane run. It's not a shuttle run, but they kind of go around the lane and then they got to go back. Mm-hmm. And people were impressed by him. One person that has not had an impressive showing is Derek Queen. This from SI.com. The NBA draft combine confirmed the eye test about Queen's athleticism. While it was already known that Queen was a less-than-average athlete, his testing numbers finished even worse than expected. Mm. Queen finished with the reported 12.45 lane agility drill. Maybe that's the one that I saw Flag thriving on. Giving him the third lowest score in the previous 5 years of the NBA draft combine. His 28-inch reported maximum vertical would have finished tied with Peyton Sanford as the second lowest total last year.
Mm. What else?
Well, that's it.
You know
that's
it. You know who else probably wouldn't have tested very well at that combine? Joker. You think Joker has a massive vertical leap?
No, right. But he's a lot taller.
Okay, but nobody's ever accused Derek Queen of being an exceptional athlete.
No,
he's
Joker's...
just a highly skilled. He's, by the way, he's 6'10". He's massive. He's pretty big. And he's got good handle. He's got pretty good touch on his shot. He can run the floor.
He's not going to out-athlete you.
No,
yeah. that's not his game.
Nobody's ever accused him of that.
He's a smart player. I just don't know if he'll be able to hang in the league like the way that they play now. Because in the past, I'm thinking of a power forward who was excellent, who was kind of chubby, but he was excellent, was Zach Randolph.
Right.
All right. But I don't know that Zach Randolph would thrive in today's NBA because you're going to get matched up against guys. Like if you watch the Timberwolves right now, the Timberwolves are going to be in the Western Conference Finals for the second year in a row. This guy doesn't get a lot of hype, but they have a guy named Jaden McDaniels. Mm-hmm. He's 6'10". He's fast.
Yep.
He's like, I don't know that Queen will match up great against guys like
that. Here's how Queen is going to, if he sticks for a decade or longer, he has to develop a reliable three-point shot.
I think he shot 20% from threes.
He didn't really do
year.
That at Maryland.
That's another part of the equation.
He wasn't asked to do that a lot, but if he wants to have a long, fruitful NBA career, he should be in the gym shooting 500 threes a day, if not more. He's got to hone that. He's got to add that to his skill set.
Is he a little older for his age, or is he right on track?
Well, Cooper Flagg is really young because he skipped a year, I believe.
Yeah, because he wanted to graduate early so that he could get to Duke as soon as possible, right? What
Derek
about
Queen
Derek
is,
Queen?
He was born December 27th, 2004.
So he's 20.
He's 20
that's
years
about,
old.
That's probably about appropriate, right? For
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think he'll be better than, I got to believe he's going to be better than Jalen Smith. Sticks, who had maybe more of like the NBA body and NBA measurables, but he hasn't done anything really in the NBA, has he?
Doesn't seem like it. The guy that's had the most impact, correct me if I'm wrong, is Herter.
Yes.
Right? Of
Herter
recent
and Wiggins has had a big impact in the league, too. He signed a nice deal.
Jalen Smith has averaged 8 points per game in the league.
But like Diamond Stone flamed out.
Oh, no. It's a horrible
Who's the
decision
other big
for him
guy
early.
That came out?
Wait. Alex Len?
Well, Alex Len's lasted a long time. No. He was a big... Bruno Fernando or whatever. Wasn't that his name?
Yeah, he's been in the league for a long time.
He's been in the league, but he hasn't done anything.
No, he's a journeyman. But,
yeah.
But he'll have a decade-long NBA career.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that, then it's fine.
I would hope, based on what we saw in college, that Derek Queen would have a better career than Jalen Smith. But Jalen Smith's guys average 8.5 points per game in his career. He was right on his average this year with Chicago, which is his third
How many minutes was he getting, though?
15 minutes a game.
Yeah, I mean, How many games did he play in?
64.
Not bad. Not bad. He's carving out a career.
He's a classic, like, ninth or tenth man on a team.
He's carving out a career.
And maybe that's what Derek Queen will ultimately be. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that people were saying that his stock was rising in the NBA draft.
All I would say is, I think they were already having scrimmages, right? Because I saw there was, like, this lefty guard that kind of came out of nowhere that there was a reel about who, like, really impressed on his first day at the combine. How's he doing in the scrimmages? That's going to be more important for a guy like Derek Queen than his measurables.
Haven't seen. But
how's he doing in those?
Jalen Smith is making $9 million a year to be kind of a middling NBA
staff salary. Derek Queen right now on NBADraft.net projected to go 11th to Portland.
Who would draft t-shirt could get a Derek Queen jersey.
Who would you rather have? Draft, you weren't here when we had House on yesterday. But House is obsessed with the big kid, Malouch, or however you say his name, from Duke. Him or Derek Queen?
Well, he was terrible in the Duke loss in March Madness, and I think he had one rebound in that game.
Oh, he's so, projected 23rd on NBADraft.net.
Yeah, I think his...
But can you imagine a defense with him and Sar? You're just out on it. You're not.
No,
high on
I mean, I need more time on him, but right now I'm down on him because of how bad he was in that loss.
How's Jeremiah Fears? That's who they have projected going to the Wizards at 6. 6'4", 190 pounds.
Jason would have a file
from Oklahoma.
I don't have a good file on him, so you're asking the wrong guy.
I was asking Drab. He's more of a college hoops guy.
I don't know a lot about him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know there were a lot of people that when the Wizards blew it in the lottery, they're like, let's get Derek Queen.
Right.
But I don't know if I want a guy that...
I think the sixth pick is a little rich for Derek Queen.
I'm in. I'm all in. All in.
Does it worry you that his measurable stink?
That's subterfuge for people hoping that he drops.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I look at, like, OKC's on, like, he's going to have to face guys. I project him as a power forward, not a small forward. At power forward, you face guys like Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
Hmm? I don't know.
He might need some defensive help from time to time.
This is from...
I think offensive help, getting your shot off against these quicker, taller, long guys.
This is from Kevin O'Connor, who covers the NBA for Yahoo Sports on Derek Queen. Queen is a burly... We know who he is, but just... a burly big with guard-like handles who dazzles with spin moves and crafty finishes like his game-winning leaning jumper to send Maryland to the Sweet 16. Comparisons?
Which he didn't walk on.
DeMarcus Cousins, Zach Randolph.
Strengths.
Rim finishing, ball handling, post-game, playmaking, shooting potential, rebounding, defensive switchability. Concerns? Theoretical jumper.
Yes. Foot speed. Quickness.
Limited athleticism.
Yeah. Okay. We knew that going in. That's not news to anybody.
He's kind of a tween. At 6'9 and a half, he is kind of a tweener.
Yeah.
And then conditioning, which I think,
That's fair.
Yeah, sure. I think that's fair, right?
Well, he was playing a lot of minutes. I mean, the Crab Five were playing a lot of minutes.
They were logging a lot of time.
I love my Crab Five.
You know what? You know what those guys were doing? They were all earning their NIL money. They were coasting on that NIL money.
But if he comes in at a legit 6'10".
He came in at 6'9 and a half barefoot.
Okay.
So that's legit.
Solid, I round up.
Well, with shoes, that's 6'10".
Albert 100%. Sengun, who's on the Rockets, is an all-star. I think maybe they've called him Baby Joker. Did they ever call Queen Baby Joker?
I don't know.
They did make comps to Joker.
Yeah, I mean,
Queen.
I think that's fair. He definitely is very crafty and has it. It'll be interesting to see how
Wasn't
he does
it
on the next
Snake
level.
Snake Willard that got up in front of the press and said if Derek Queen was a whitey from Europe, he'd be the top pick.
Mm. Yes.
He said that. I kind of discount everything Kevin Willard says now because I hate that dude's guts, but he said that before the tournament, I believe.
When you think of his stroke, it doesn't look awful, right?
No.
People are a little
upset. People are a little upset. It has kind of a little hitch at the top, a little pause. But in the tournament, he was making threes.
Yeah.
Towards the end of the season, he was shooting very well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Made the buzzer beater look pretty good. Stroke looked good there.
I don't think Will Dawkins is going to take him, though. I think Jason might be more right to find some guy in France before he takes Derek Queen.
Right. He does love French dudes.
All right, remember, we got Metallica tickets to give away. Stay tuned for your chance to win those coming up shortly here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You guys see the story that a 2-year-old in Montgomery County survived a 15-story plunge out of an apartment building.
That's amazing.
With only a broken arm.
That's amazing. They're so pliable, these babies.
How did they land?
Must not have landed on the head.
Here's what they land.
They go through some trees to slow down the fall?
Landed on Valdez's Reggie.
Look at me. Look at me, Reggie.
Landed on a bush.
On a bush. which somehow cushioned the fall. Wow. Could you imagine going to the top of this building and then going another theoretical 5 floors, falling off the building, and somehow surviving because you fell into a Reggie?
No. No,
I mean, it's
Reggie Bush.
That is an astounding tale of survival.
Anybody could have fallen into Valdez's Reggie a couple years ago and survived. The thing was enormous.
Probably correct.
Yeah,
but I mean that story.
Play hide and seek.
By the way, I drive by that apartment building every day on my way home from work.
Oh, where
it's in Silver Spring. It's in White Oak.
I mean, that's where it happened.
It's right off New Hampshire Avenue.
Well, Christ, what are the parents in jail for neglect?
Well, I mean,
what the hell happened?
It sounds like the toddler climbed on something and got over the balcony, obviously, and fell.
Unbelievable.
Survived.
Unbelievable. There is a God.
I look out of like the 7th or 8th floor when I'm in a hotel, and I just look over the edge. I'm like, well, you're definitely, I mean, there's no chance of survival from there. And that's like 8 floors. That's like double the height.
No,
that's insane.
Staggering.
Insane.
So the day that I had to leave early, you guys talked about the new Frosties at Wendy's.
We did, yes.
Have you seen the latest? Wendy's is coming up with that. They're like in the game of coming up with a lot of new
they're going hard.
Marketing campaigns.
Wendy's is in the lab.
And I'm not necessarily a hot food, spicy food guy.
Right, I'll give you my sore thumb up or down on whatever you're going to mention. Go
Wendy's
ahead.
Is speculated to drop the new Takis Fuego meal. Consisting of the Fuego chicken sandwich and Fuego fries. I'm not a Takis guy. Is that even how you pronounce it? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Takis, maybe.
Takis.
Yeah, I think Takis, they can get a little aggressive.
So Takis.
With the spice. A little too spice.
My son is big. He likes Takis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big into. I don't like anything with spice.
I'm okay with a certain level of spice. It doesn't need to be. I don't need a whole bag of flaming hot Doritos. Because sometimes my youngest son will bring those home.
Mm-hmm.
And I can have one or two of them. But after that, it's just my mouth is literally on fire.
By the way, I think I'm currently about 36 hours sober from sugar.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How's that going? I see you're a cheese block.
No, but once you just, all you need to do really is go like one day without, and then the cravings do kind of disappear.
Pass the sugar.
My sugar cravings are insane. Mm. I've never done crack.
Yeah.
It can't be better than sugar.
Is it cravings or is it, for me, I never really have a physical craving.
Oh, no, I crave it.
I have more of the psychological. Like yesterday I went to a bagel shop for lunch, and right by the cash register, they had brownies.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like physically calling me.
No.
But I looked at it and it kind of had nuts
on
it.
Like, I go out of my way to drive places to get zingers.
So
you don't even know what zingers are.
I know what they
are.
They're
out of my way to get zingers.
Rip off or something.
They're like Twinkies coated with sugar, with a frosting.
Is that a Drake product or is it?
No, it's a Hostess product.
It's Hostess. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I've been known to do that.
Now, yesterday when I was walking the line between two and three beers, when I bypassed the third beer, I showed remarkable restraint and willpower. I couldn't resist. There was like a quarter bag left of Haribo gummy bears, and I reached my hand in, and I took the remainder of the bag, about a quarter of the bag, standard size bag, and then I popped them all into my mouth. I couldn't help myself.
So you had the gummy bears, but not the third beer.
Correct.
Right.
That's a slight life win.
That's a win.
Slight life win.
I need to detox from the sugar. I was getting to the point where I think I was getting like pre-diabetic. Mm. I was like, I need to stop.
I took an L because the brownie ended up sucking.
Mm. I couldn't.
It looked really good, but it was weak.
Couldn't help myself. I went into Matt Valdez mode and I saw this item 75% off at Harris Teeter, and I had to buy it because they're delicious. Tootsie Roll Pops, a big like Halloween size bag. For 75% off.
I don't love those.
So, of course,
those,
I bought those.
But I would eat them, you know.
I eat all of them except the chocolate Tootsie Roll Pop. Not a fan. Mm. I like the grape. I like the cherry and the orange, obviously. No chocolate.
Right now, caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see Metallica's M72 tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies. That's coming up Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. So, Cakes, this weekend, there's a void. There's no Caps game.
It hurts.
You're not going to watch the Edmonton Oilers, are you?
No, he's out on hockey.
The Oilers are already through, so they're just waiting for the Jets Stars, whoever wins that series.
It's too painful for him to watch hockey right now.
Yeah,
he can't even do it.
I want to watch... Stanky Oven and his teammates from Carolina take on probably Florida. No thanks. I don't want to watch the team that just beat the team that I root for, that I care so much about.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
You may go sports free this weekend because you're not going to watch hockey. You don't care about the NBA playoffs, game 6, game 7.
I can't remember what golfers you
I know
picked.
You're not watching baseball. Yeah. Maybe if John Rahm gets in the mix, so you pick John Rahm. That was one of your guys.
It's a Cakes sports weekend. I'm playing old guy tennis early Saturday morning, and then I'm playing pickleball at 3 p.m.
At this point,
my day's booked.
What quality of play is better, your pickleball play or your tennis?
Oh, my pickleball play is better.
Way better?
Yeah. Not way better, but it's definitely better.
Right.
I'm pouring more energy into pickleball than tennis.
I believe you.
Just about staying active.
Who's your partner for tomorrow for your big match?
Some guy named Victor.
Oh, I don't know
who it is.
Oh my God!
It's just, I got the sheet as to who I'm paired up with.
Yeah, you got no chemistry.
Yeah, you
got
no on court rapport.
Just don't hit him in the head with one of your serves.
No, that's tennis. I'm not worried about that in pickleball.
Oh, okay.
Because in pickleball, JP, you're a noob. Pickleball, your partner stands back on the same line as you when you serve. Duh.
Right.
Everybody knows that, right? You, right, Drab.
Yeah, can't be up there.
Everybody knows that.
If you say so.
Yes, in pickleball. Your partner stands back on the baseline with you. Tennis, they're up by the net. Racket
All right, we
got to
get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend.
Be
for
safe,
Cakes,
everybody.
EB, I'm JP. We'll see you on Monday. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.